Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us every Friday at 4 o'clock is Jaws, Ron Jaworski. Jaws, it's funny. So when I say that you join us every week at a certain time on a certain day, I always mess up the day and I forget what day it is. So I'm glad. I think I nailed Friday. It is Friday at 4, right?
Yeah, of course it's Friday at 4. You can count on me every week at Friday. I love being with you, Spike and Ike. You guys, we have a ball talking ball.
All right. There we go. So
hey, I will interrupt you one second.
Yes, sir.
I did catch the debate the other day between Baldy and Ike, and it was very entertaining.
So we were all entertained by it.
Well, since we're going there, then.
Yes. Well, Jaws, you know what's funny, too, is those debates happen between us and other people sometimes, and when it's happening, it's funny to watch the other two guys in the studio just with the popcorn and sit and watch it. We have a front row seat. So essentially...
That's what's great about the game, though. There's a lot of ways to win, a lot of ways to get it done. No one's unequivocally right or wrong. I did a show with Merrill Hodge for 26 years. We argued every show.
Used to love those shows, man.
And I was a quarterback. We saw things differently.
Yep.
Well, that's why this is great. That's what That's why we all have jobs doing this. Mm-hmm. So,
that's correct.
So you bring that up. So let me. So essentially, if people didn't hear it, the debate was Brian Baldinger said that the two passes that Jalen threw for interceptions were not necessarily bad decisions. AJ, both guys were open at one point. AJ found out in the end zone, so on and so forth. Where do you, Ike just said those are balls you can't throw, put the ball in harm's way, threw the ball late, essentially. Where did you come down on that debate?
And there's a lot of factors into it. And I think basically if you look at the design of the play, it was a perfect call to attack a two-deep safety with a linebacker on Smitty. And then you got the perfect coverage to attack. Here was the challenge. Jalen threw the ball too late. That ball is normally caught when you beat that Tampa 2 at about 22 to 25 yards. This ball went in about 32 to 35 down the field. That allowed Xavier McKinney to fall back inside. And when you're the two-deep zone, if you're going to throw down the middle, it's up to the quarterback to manipulate the corner. He should have looked to his left, to the sideline, to Smitty, force that corner to widen out and open up that hole. And also, Smitty matching linebackers should be a win, but I still think Smitty could have did a better job with his route. I mean, it's a mismatch speed-wise, but I think if he would give a little stick nod to the outside, force that linebacker to freeze his legs, then he could have ran by him a lot easier. So, but the other thing part of that, no one talked about Jordan Mailata on that play. Jordan got pushed back. So Jalen could not really set his feet and drive the throw, and it kind of hung. It was kind of a little lollipop out there that McKinney was able to intercept rather easily.
Yeah.
But it was late. That was the number one thing about it.
So, and we talked about those two interceptions. The thing we didn't really talk about with Baldy were there was the near pick six when he threw to Jahan Dotson, and I think there was one earlier in the game as well. Do you think – we listened to him talk about it yesterday. Do you think – Monday night, is this something that we see noticeably cleaned up, that sort of decision-making stuff?
Yes, I would say yes, because you know I know how hard Jalen takes coaching, and I know they'll coach him very, very hard. But there is a little bit of a problem I see. He's thrown five interceptions in each of the last five games. So he's thrown an interception at least one in each of the last five games. You know, you got to take care of the football. And it goes back to my basic fundamental thought of the preseason. I think the quarterback should play. It's just, hey, I know people will disagree, and that's fine. We can agree to disagree. I think when you get into the game, the speed of the game is so fast that you can't replicate it in preseason, one-on-one, 9-on-7, team, in training camp, because it's not real live football like it is. Even in a preseason game, a quarterback needs to test himself. I had a Hall of Fame coach by the name of Sid Gilman, and he would say in the preseason games, hey, test yourself. Can you make that 20-yard comeback throw? Can you throw that skinny post on time? Test yourself in the preseason. And I felt the preseason was very valuable. I never played a full game, but you play a quarter and you get the tempo of the game. I think Jalen didn't react to the tempo of the game of his first action in almost, what, 7 or 8 months.
Yeah. No, I agree. And actually hearing it from you, Jaws, it to me it makes more sense. It just, I mean, if quarterback feels like he needs to be out there, and I'd be surprised if these guys, as quarterbacks, are reluctant to go out there. This seems like more of a team thing, right? Like a coach's decision. It's, you know, it doesn't feel like the player doesn't want to play in the preseason. It's almost like the coaches sort of want to protect themselves from playing in the preseason. Do you get that sense, or do you think the players don't want to play?
Yeah, I don't get the sense that players want to play. I think they want to play some. I haven't asked Jalen that directly when I see him, but I know as most of the quarterbacks that I speak to like to get some time. Right. I'm not saying play a full game in harm's way, but you know, get one or two series with the first team offense and the first team defense, and you kind of get a feel for the tempo and pace of the game. But it appears to me, and hey, Nick's 4-0 in his four opening games in the NFL regular season. I'm not going to argue that winning and losing, but I think from a quarterback perspective, I think you need that game tempo to feel the pace of the game. Because like you play linebacker, it's a whole lot different when you're out there 9-on-7 in training camp than live in a game. It's a whole different tempo.
Yeah, and listen, they don't care as much about defensive players. You know, they'll let them go out there and run into each other. Yeah, they have no problem with that.
Quarterback's got to take care of that.
Exactly.
If you got $250 million, you better make sure he's on the field.
Yes.
Talking to Ron Jaworski, who's with us every Friday at 4:00. So, the other thing I want to talk to you about, Jalen, is his running. So, last year did not seem as effective running the ball, but everyone pointed to the fact that he had some sort of thing going on with his knee and didn't look quite as fast. He wasn't, he ran the ball 11 times for 33 yards, whatever it was, on Friday night. There was one good run in there, but most people are saying, and I sort of feel it when I'm watching him, that he doesn't look quite as fast as he did a couple years ago. Do you think there is something physically, or do you think there is a scheme thing as to why he hasn't been as effective running the ball?
Yeah, I think scheme is a little bit part of it. Defensive now know how to play these zone reads and the RPOs a lot better than they did early in Jalen's career. But I've got somewhat of a simple philosophy on the quarterback position running the football. Run when you have to.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you get pressure, you have to run. You must have Dick Vermeil taught me one thing. When there's quick pressure, quick release. You've got to know when there's quick pressure, someone can speak, get the ball out of your hand, where to go. Once there's quick pressure, you can't stand there, you can't try to run around, because normally, no matter how good or quick you are as a quarterback, the guys chasing you from a secondary position, even linebackers, are just as fast and just as quick. But I say why I don't want my quarterback running, because the theory of reduction. You've beaten a quarterback so many times, all of a sudden he gets worn down. And I think there's some validity to my comment. I know it's me saying it, but look at last year. Look at the second half of that season. He took a lot of hits early in the season. Your body wears down, and you can't take those kind of violent hits that he's been taking. Not only last season, but the runs. And so I don't like called runs, but run when you have to run.
Yeah, and be smart when you do run. And he usually is smart. The only time you rarely see him take on contact as opposed to avoiding it. But when he's in a third down situation where he's trying to pick up a first down or get in the end zone, he's smart. He knows when he has to sort of do what he did last week, and he picked up that big first down late in the game.
No question. And there is a time to run. And, Tua found out last night there's a time when you shouldn't be sliding and getting down.
Yeah.
And I feel absolutely sick about that situation because, we've all suffered those dings, as we know, and they're very, very scary when they happen. And this is the second time he's had some very scary moments. And I wish him the very, very best. But, when you put yourself in harm's way, you not only risk yourself, you risk your entire team's season. If Jalen gets hurt, you know, on one of those scrambles and gets dinged, yeah, all of a sudden, you know, we're a number two, number three quarterbacks that may have to play, and it's a big drop-off.
And that whole term or phrase of putting yourself in harm's way or protecting yourself, that was a classic example last night. Like Tua, he had the first down, just slide feet first. That's why they put the rules in place, and you basically are untouched, and you're still healthy right now. The decision to lower his head, and I hope the young man is okay. I really do. I look at Jalen and I say, I think there are times where he is very judicious when he wants to take on contact versus not taking on contact. So I don't necessarily have as much a concern with Jalen when he takes off.
Well, he's also big and strong. He could run over people, but, you know, and Tua's not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
In fact, DeMar Hamlin, who hit him on the play, was trying to avoid coming in, and it just mm-hmm. caught him in an awkward way. He was trying to get out of the way, Tua's head hit his knee, you know, and kind of went in an awkward position. So, but the rules are there to protect the quarterback, and they're over-accentuated. And that's fine, because you need that quarterback. He's the most valuable player and the most highly paid player on the team. You got to have that guy. So I think the league is protecting that. But if the quarterback doesn't protect himself, you're going to have an issue. Like Tua didn't protect himself. You know, hey, we all watch Josh Allen every single week. The guy's a maniac. I mean, he doesn't protect himself at all. He's going to get hurt. I'll tell you right, I don't know when, but he's going to get hurt, because you can't play the game with reckless abandon like he plays. He makes so many great plays. But eventually, it's going to catch up with you. And, a quarterback can't play with a broken finger, can't play with a bruised shoulder. Other guys can, you know, like you did, Ike. You're always busted up when you play linebacker. You always got something wrong with you. And, so you're never healthy. But a quarterback can't play with those types of injuries. So, you got to be very, very judicious of what you do when you run.
Yeah, one final one for me, Jaws. Well, how'd you like the offensive operation last week? Kellen Moore calling the plays. Relaying them to Jalen. Just how do you think the offense looked from a playing complimentary football and everything else?
I absolutely loved it. I thought Kellen Moore did a phenomenal job of getting the plays in. I'm watching the game on TV, and you see the clock, and you're watching everything else going on, and you see, oh, man, he's getting to play with 20, 22 seconds. So now he gets to the line of scrimmage. There's no hurry. There's no panic. You can point out all the protections. You can, if you get a nice juicy look, you can attack it. So I thought Kellen Moore got the plays in quickly, and that it wasn't what we've seen the last 3 years, I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job of getting the plays in, and for the most part, I thought he did a great job with the motion, with formation variation, and different personnel package. And I always got to throw this in there, because you know how much I love the Big Eaters on the offensive line. The offensive line was spectacular. Every single one of them, every guy played, I thought, had a terrific game in the offensive line. Now, we're going to talk about Saquon because he had, numbers were great for him. But give those Big Eaters up front, man, some applause.
Yeah.
Hey, Jaws, last thing, actually, because you brought up Saquon. He, 26 touches. If he stayed at that pace the entire season, it would be more touches by a large number, more than he's ever had in a season. How intent do you think they are on managing his load? And if you take that touches down, 5-6, what do you do with those other plays?
Well, I don't know why you'd want to take him down. If the guy's healthy and productive, keep feeding him the football. I've never been a big believer in a pitch count, a pass count, a run count. You do whatever it takes to win the football game. We had the lead in that game, so what we could do? We could run the football, kill the clock, and it worked.
Yeah.
All right, Jaws. Well, you can catch Jaws on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show, but you can also catch him right here every Friday at 4 o'clock. Appreciate you, man. Thanks, Jaws.
Appreciate you, brother.
Love you guys. Take care.
There he is, Ron Jaworski. So we actually, in a second, I think have a way for one listener of the WIP Afternoon Show to help another listener in a way that I don't think has ever happened before. So do it right after Ike tells you about what your favorite drink is.
Oh, come on, man. We know it. We know it. It's Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Football is back, and I'm bringing you the tailgate must-have. Yep, I just mentioned it. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. And Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, which is my favorite. Now, they're absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety pack. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. So, you can tailgate like a champ. Ask for it at your local bars and liquor store. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
What happened to the baseball team's red hot?
Well, we finally got that.
Football is back, yeah.
We complained enough about it on the air. Finally made its way back to the.
But they are red hot.
Summer's winding down. No, summer's heating up. Yeah, we get out of that now.
Well, listen, when Red October starts, Surfside, get back on the Phillies. All right, come on.
Will be. They're in CBP.
They're certainly in the ballpark.
Yes. Listen, they need to push into a corner. All right.
Yeah. Relax over there.
No.
Yeah. Relax. All right. So. Justin from Tennessee is with us. Hey, Justin, how you doing, brother?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
So,
what's up, Justin?
So, I was told a momentous occasion for you today. Do you want to tell everyone what's going on for you today?
I will be 47 years old September 23rd, and I have never flown before, and I am scared to death. I got no lies to tell you. I would tell you what I told Jack, one of my little sayings, but y'all would have to beat me on that, and so I'll leave that one alone. But,
so you're flying today. Where are you flying?
To Orlando, I reckon.
Okay.
I reckon.
Well, it's like an hour flight.
Yeah, and I reckon.
It's an hour and 30 minutes.
Is it? Doesn't I reckon mean I think?
Or
is it going to Orlando or isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
So here's my idea, Justin. Also on hold. We have a person who flies almost every day of his life, and that is Cowboy Jim. Mm. And Cowboy Jim, rather than irritating everyone with your cowboy stuff, I would like you to comfort Justin and tell him why he shouldn't be nervous getting on his first flight of all time.
Justin, millions of people fly every single day. I've been on 13,000 flights. It's not a problem. Like riding a bus, you crammed in there a little bit, but find another Eagle fan, hold their hand,
This is what I asked him not to do. He's doing it.
Jack, where's the kiss my hind end button? Come on, Jack. Well, maybe not tell them you're an Eagle fan. Just say, I am a Titans fan because I live in Tennessee.
No.
Cowboy Jim, or Stewardess Jim, rather, do you ever get nervous now or no?
No, I don't get nervous. There's been times I've been nervous. I've had some things happen before, but I don't get nervous.
So let me ask you this, Jim, with Justin here. Let's say you are a stewardess on a flight, as you often are, and one of the people right on the plane is nervous or getting nauseous or something. Do you have something that you tell them, or do you have a way of comforting people when they're nervous on the flight?
Well, I had an issue the other night, and a woman was nervous because somebody was acting up, and I just leaned down to her and I said, "Do I look nervous?" And she said, "No." I said, "I'm fine. Everything's fine. No need to worry." And I gave her, two vodkas, and she was fine.
There you go. There's the remedy I was waiting on. There it is.
And Justin is of age.
I don't drink.
Oh, you don't drink.
I don't drink.
Well, that's the first problem right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, get yourself a neck roll. Put it around you, an eagle neck roll. Put it around you and just dream of another Super Bowl, if it ever.
Oh, my God. I'm putting Jim back on hold. I got rid of Jim.
Put your VA. VHS tape in and remember yours.
There you go.
Anyway,
yes.
Speaking of neck rolls, a little bit of advice. Is it Wednesdays that Baldy's on?
Yes.
Yeah. Get your neck roll next Wednesday, Ike. When you eat your Cheerios that morning, instead of putting sugar in there, put gunpowder in. That way you'll be ready for it. That was entertaining and nerve-wracking at the same time. I got no lies to tell you.
Oh, man. I had a front row seat to it. I was watching and smiling. I was texting Jack the whole time. I was like, this is awesome.
I did, too, because I watched the Dead Gun video. And I'm telling you right now, I thought, ooh, I said, I'm getting hot up in here now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Once you light the candle, it's on.
Yep, you can.
Oh, it's on.
There's a switch that flips within Ike, and you can hear it, but you can absolutely see it when it happens in front of you, and the switch flips.
I guarantee it. But yeah, we're leaving out tonight. We're going on a cruise. Going to St. Martin, St. Thomas.
Okay, College. Yeah.
I've never been on a cruise before. I never rode a train. I rode a train in D.C., and I'm taking a cruise. Now
there we go.
I'm letting the rip, Peter Chip. I'm letting it all hang out. If I go, all I know is I'll just put my head between my legs and kiss my ass goodbye. So this is the last you'll hear of me, boys. as always, Justin from Tennessee, I love you, boys. I mean, if I can't, I'll call you from out in the middle of the ocean one day next week. But anyway, if I can't, I'm going to be watching the birds on Monday Night Football on that boat. If anybody changes the channel, I'm going to kick her crack shut. I love you.
Well, Justin just did a greatest hits.
Yep.
You know,
for his
last
call ever.
You know how when you see a band on, you know what he did? He did his Super Bowl halftime show right there.
Man.
He just did a mega mix of all of his best hits.
How do you kick somebody's crack shut, man?
Still trying to figure that one out. Like.
Well, and here's the thing. I want to make Justin feel better because he'll be fine on the flight. But I'm not getting on a cruise, man. That seems...
I've done one cruise.
Absolutely not.
Well, and you almost did another one.
Where? Right. No, stop, man. That was the Eagles cruise.
Oh, right.
The pandemic shut it down.
He's doing reads for as the country's shut down.
You remember when the cruise was out there during the pandemic and they couldn't come back. And then there's the cruise where look, I'm sure most of them are fine.
You're scaring everybody.
Well, no, I'm sure most of them are fine. Here's the two things with the cruises. One, there was that one, and then there's one where like they couldn't get back for some reason and they're running out of toilet paper and sewage and blah, blah, blah. But the other one is like, look, I watch a lot of TikTok.
When the pirates come.
Well, the pirates are scary. It just seems like a lot of the cruises have been getting a little out of control. Oh, the all hands. Do you ever see those TikTok
videos?
Those are my favorite.
Dude, it's always
man.
The Alaskan like crab people.
Yes,
crab. It's terrifying. Why would you ever do that job?
Ooh. But it seems like some of the cruises.
The booze, you see them.
They're getting a little out of control.
Out of control.
It's like fights and just like, it ain't not my scene, man. I'm like.
Too much Hennessy on those cruises.
A lot
man.
Of Hennessy on those cruises. This is like. I'm a quiet guy.
Yeah. I don't need that in my life.
It ain't my scene.
Yes, yeah, I'm
you
good.
Know? Yeah. But have a good. Can you imagine Justin in the middle of one of those?
One of those.
Yeah. Oh, can you find that song? Can we bump back with it next time? All right. So coming up next, what do we have? On the record, Friday continues. One more issue.
I meant to tell Justin.
What?
When they say be back to that boat, be there an hour earlier.
They will leave you.
Yes.
They will leave you.
They do not wait. Yes.
No. This is not a fans of Philly trip where they're waiting for you to get back. They do not care.
They do not care.
Yeah, yes. you'll be stuck with Herb in Brazil. You don't get back to that.
Get back to that boat, Justin.
All right.
An hour earlier than they tell you.
If we have one more on the record Friday issue, we will do that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This what? Made me, I swear I never want to go back out on the ocean, man.
No,
ever.
Would you, as soon as you hear, they could put this behind a sunny day on a TikTok video, and I'd be terrified.
Because you're waiting for something to go wrong.
Yeah.
What is this song?
I have no idea, but it sounds like a Pirates of the Caribbean or like something like
That's what it makes me think of, Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
Yo. Oh,
you spend a lot of time on TikTok.
I love the videos, though, man.
I love TikTok. I don't even watch any TV. I just watch TikTok. I watch a WIP afternoon show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I watch TV for if I'm watching
sports,
a movie with my wife, mm-hmm. or sports.
Yeah,
I don't watch any TV shows.
I agree.
My wife will keep on. She knows every episode of The Office, every word of it, backwards and forwards, and will leave The Office on the television for 3.5 hours.
Oh, just running.
Just
TV.
She loves TV. I'd rather watch TikTok, to be quite honest with you.
He said that like that was normal.
Yes.
Like, I'd rather watch TikTok.
I would rather watch TikTok.
Well, I'm mostly with you.
Yeah.
It's just more entertaining.
Yeah. And to get a new show every minute and a half, you kidding me? Want to watch people eat in their car. Get caught in Walmart for being a predator. What?
More shoplifting. Well,
I saw one video of that the other day because I think you talking about it somehow ended up on my algorithm.
Yep.
And the guy was like, it's about time.
Oh, really? He got caught and it was about time?
Yeah. We confronted the guys who confront him.
Have you seen... All right, last thing. Then we'll get to Saquon because that's our next on the record. Is that what we're doing? Yeah, on the record thing. Is... Did you see the guy who they caught him for being a creep, but they told him he won a Corvette and they went through this whole thing. They showed up at his house. They're like, you won a Corvette. They take him over to the car and the entire time he knows something's off. And then it was in like part four or whatever that they finally reveal to him that they know he's been texting like a creep. You see that one?
Did not see that
one. Oh, it's a great one. It's a great one. All right. It's On the Record Friday. We've been going through the biggest points of conversation we've had all week about the Eagles. First one, defensive line. Got to go on the record, optimistic or pessimistic. Second one, Jalen Hurts decision-making, optimistic or pessimistic, moving forward. And now, for On the Record Friday, the final one, are you worried about Saquon touches? So, I actually am.
Mm.
And... You are obviously the leader in Sign Saquon. We're very
thank you. I'm glad you acknowledged that.
100%.
Thank you.
I think Saquon's great. I said when they signed him, watching him in New York, he is more explosive than people know. Was not obviously that was a great debut. I was not surprised at all about how great he was in that debut. I think he's a great back. But I've also seen him get hurt the last few years. And anybody can get hurt at any time. The reason that I'm so concerned moving forward, and we'll see, it's only one game. They were winning, you know, they had to run the ball. Here it is. It's really two-pronged. The first one is he only caught two passes. Mm-hmm. And I think if the touches were, if it was 26, but six of them or eight of them were receiving, mm-hmm. and the other ones were rushing, maybe I'd be a little less concerned in that he has a little more control over how much he's getting ground down or hit if he's catching a football as opposed to running into the line.
Yep.
The second thing is, I just can't figure out what to do if we want to get him to 20 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
What are those six or seven other plays? Because we're saying at the same time, I am saying at the same time, I want some fewer touches for Saquon, just as an average. You know, the game to game will be different.
Yep.
But also, I don't want Jalen throwing more. So how do we get from 26 to 20 with also maybe even fewer throws? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't figure out where those plays go, and that's why I'm worried about
it. Well, here's the thing. They had 78 plays Sunday. That's a lot of plays. I think... I'm not for sure, but I would have guessed around 60, 65 plays is usually your average amount of plays in a game. If the time of possession is equal. Now, if they get in a position where they dominate the time of possession like they did with some long drives, then maybe there's going to be more opportunities for Saquon to sort of touch the ball. But if I'm envisioning this offense the way I think it's supposed to go, they also want explosive plays down the field. So if I was to go by each possession, there's going to be a shot or two down the field to either AJ or Devontae. And if they hit on those shots, that's 30 to 40 yards of field position that goes away that you don't have to worry about trying to pick up a first down, running the ball. So it may not be as many touches there.
Would have been five or six plays that are now wiped off.
Yeah. When we think back to this game, AJ's play was the only big passing play of the game, right?
It was 60-some yards. I mean, the Saquon touchdown catch was, what, 20 yards?
That was like 20 yards.
Yeah, it was the big play. That was the only
big passing
play. That
was the only one, right? And we can look up Devontae's biggest catch might have been about 15 or 20 yards.
Yeah, but that was the AJ one was only the only big one.
And so the Eagles basically had to march down the field a lot. Mm-hmm. And they were giving Saquon the ball. So to your point, if I thought they were going to, if this was going to be their formula every game, I'd be concerned. I don't think they want Saquon to touch the ball 26 times a game.
That's not the plan.
I think they want it closer to 20.
Yep.
18 to 20 times a game. You know, I think, and now the catches, here's the thing with the catches. He's probably only going to get about 3 to 4 opportunities for receptions a game. Like, how many receptions do we think? He's not going to get 5 or 6 catches a game.
Well, but it also depends on Jalen, too. I wonder.
Or if he's dumping the ball off. Right.
I wonder if we were to look at his breakdown in camp, how many times he was throwing Saquon the ball
in camp.
It was
a lot.
Camp,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the problem could be solved that way, right? If Jalen gets smarter with the ball, maybe takes what's given to him a little bit more. Maybe, and we did hear that Saquon was getting the ball thrown to him a lot in camp.
Yeah.
Maybe that changes too. Because I was actually surprised that he only got 2 receptions. I thought there would be more, but maybe that's how. So overall,
I'm not concerned.
Not concerned.
I am not concerned. And as a matter of fact, I want him to. I don't want to push it. I don't want to push it, though. He's not 24, 25 years old, so I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to overdo it. And I think they may fall into that sort of false sense of security by just saying, you know what? Let's just get a ball to Saquon. That's working for us.
Well, because in a tight game, like, you can't be like, well, you know, we're at 25 touches right now. Like, you got to win a ball game.
Well, but that's why the plan's got to be there from the beginning. Because just to, I don't mean to bring everything back to basketball, but
Embiid, you're a hoop head.
Well, I'm a hoop head. The thing with Embiid minutes is, If you're aiming for 32 minutes a game, you have to go into the fourth quarter knowing that if you have to plan for that early.
You got to plan that he's going to play a lot in the fourth quarter.
In the first half, it means he's got to play 14 minutes or something because it's not going to work. So what ends up happening is you go into the fourth quarter, he's already played 28 minutes,
yep.
And the game's close, so he plays 10 minutes, and that means he's at 38, because you're in a position where you're like, well, what are we going to do? Not win the game?
Right.
So that's why it has to be sort of an organizational or a strategic commitment to making sure that they're in a better place with that.
And I tell you what, I know exactly what you're saying, and I understand it, and I can agree with it a little bit. But if we're not going to give him the ball early in the game, As frequently as I'm saying.
Yep.
We better be winning.
Well, yes, because then he's not going to get the ball at all.
Exactly, yes.
Right.
So
yes.
I can understand holding off on how much you want to use him. But, man, you're Kellen Moore.
I know
he sees 26 back then. He's like, man, why should I be dialing
exactly.
the ball? Just give him the ball.
Spike, I got one thing for you.
Oh, which you got?
Plus 650. Offensive player of the year for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Oh, I'm betting that.
It's down to plus 650.
Already plus 650. He's a favorite.
I'm plus 650 is fine. I'm doing it. I'll bet it.
I got him at plus 2,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I got him in the preseason.
Because we thought we were going to be limiting touches.
After that first game, they're like, holy cow.
By the way, I thought of you guys last night.
Super.
Went to, wife and I were going to watch a movie. I'm like, you know what? I need a drink. So I'm going to go to the liquor store to get some scotch.
Here we go.
How about that?
So the just a little one. Take the edge off.
Gotcha.
Little.
The edge off for the movie?
Us, man. It's time to get right.
Little.
What kind of movie were you watching?
A horror movie. It was called The Something of Becky or something. It was good. It was fine. It was a little... I hate when they put politics in horror movies. Get that out of there. But overall, it was pretty good.
It's different than what he was watching.
What was he watching?
When you're doing the porn. Huh? Oh, God. Never mind.
Okay. So I'm in the liquor store, and the guy at the register at this particular liquor store is always chatty. So he's like, "What are you doing tonight?" I said, "I'm gonna watch football." He goes, "You know, I have some parlays down on that." I'm like, okay,
everyone's got a parlay.
So the guy's got no idea about football. He just likes playing, you know, putting in parlays.
Action, yeah.
So he goes, I had $334 in my account, so I put this much on the parlay, blah, 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 blah. And he said, I put $34 on this parlay. And I go, wow, so that must pay off. He's like, yeah, if I win, that's like $3. And I was like, you put 34 cents on the parlay? And he said, yes.
Nice.
34 cents?
He bet 34 cents, he told me.
Oh, he's playing around, man. Yeah, get off FanDuel. Yeah, get out of the way.
If you're not bet,
well, I ain't gonna tell you what to bet, but I'm telling him what to bet. Get out of the way.
34 cents.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Big winner.
Yeah, I just thought to myself,
what's
man,
the point?
Yeah, if you're in that situation, like, look, everyone should do what is comfortable for them.
Right.
That is the best
that's
way.
That's fine.
Be responsible about it. I just never heard somebody told me that they put a, because if you're gonna get 10 to 1 on a parlay,
that's my issue. Like, you're proud of that.
What's that?
He's proud of that.
It wasn't that he was proud. He can't stop talking.
Oh, okay.
He's a big talker. Yeah. Big talker. All right. 215-592-9494. Gotta get this. Well, we talked to Stewardess Jim for a moment. Thank you for giving your advice to Justin from Tennessee, Jim.
Well, I mean, I was lying to him. You know that. You really think I'm going to tell him exactly the things that have happened to me? I mean, it's his first flight.
Tell me the worst thing that's happened to you.
Let's see. Well, here's a short list. Fires, fights, death, a 9/11 scout I had to deal with, evacuations. I had a plane stall out at 42,000 feet.
Oh, Lord.
Aborted landings, and I helped a woman give birth.
Yeah. So we're going to forward this to Justin.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Wow. Fire on the flight?
Yes. I've had two of them.
Now, is that because some sort of malfunction or somebody was on there trying to smoke?
Ovens and a person was, I've had a lot of people smoking. I mean, I was flying when they were smoking, so, that's right.
There used to be a time when you could smoke on the planes.
Isn't that the craziest thing ever?
It's unbelievable.
Because most planes still have the little smoking sign. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't quite understand it, but I try to tell the younger flight attendants, I said, let me just point this out for you. The last 15 rows of this airplane was all smoking.
Right.
The last row in first class was smoking.
Wow.
The flight attendant smoked and the pilot smoked. You had nowhere to go.
What a time.
The pilot smoked and
you helped a woman give birth. How I'm trying to keep this.
Yeah, what was that like?
How involved were you with them?
We were leaving Jamaica and we had to land in Charleston, South Carolina. And, it was all out there. We had the blankets and the pillows and the screaming and the doctor, nurses, and I was holding a leg. And it was something I really I can't get out of my head.
Do you take the umbilical cord as a souvenir or something?
Placenta pack? Placebo? Is it placebo?
Placenta.
Or? Oh, placenta.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell this to Justin. What I should have said to him was like, you know you're going on a cruise in the middle of the hurricane season.
Nah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that to him.
Yeah, poor guy.
I hope he's not listening.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
All right. Do you have anything else, Jim?
No, I can't be mad at Ike. I've been mad at Ike for a while now, but it's hard to. You know, look, I mean, all of a sudden this week you guys have been so nice about the Cowboys after 6 months of feeling your hate, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. They beat the Browns, and now all of a sudden, like, yeah, San Fran, Dallas, Detroit, they're looking good now. I'm like, I'm sorry. What happened?
Oh, you know this year will be a failure.
Oh, yeah. Listen. I gave you grace. They beat the Browns. I picked the Browns to beat the Cowboys, so I'm not going to act like I didn't.
So did I.
I picked the Browns. They won. Who they got this week?
They got New
Saints.
Orleans at home.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to 2-0 then.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Ike, I have a name for you that's going to make you lose sleep. His name is DeMarvian Overshown. Did you see that kid, linebacker for the Cowboys, the way he chased down Watson? Man, Micah Parsons is like, man, we got this made. This Cowboy defense is awesome.
Give me that name again.
DeMarvian Overshown.
Sounds fake.
Yeah, don't even sound real.
Just fine. He had 11 tackles.
I'll give you a name. Zach Bond.
Oh, please.
Boo boy.
One game wonder.
I'd rather have Jermavion Contravion or whatever.
Whatever his name is.
It's hard to be. I can't be mad at Ike. I love him. So, hey, I have a fraud alert. Can I talk about this fraud alert?
It's just going to be another caller.
No, it's Hugh Douglas.
Oh, then I'm listening.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
So he recorded a sack, but he also had a penalty against him.
Okay.
So the team took the penalty, and he was still given the sack. So isn't that fraudulent? Do we need to go back and look at everybody's sacks, like, you know, Ike? You know,
I only had 6.5 of them. So
don't take
away one of mine.
Yeah,
but this is fraudulent. Come on now, the penalty.
Hold on, they accepted the penalty and he got credit for the sack. That doesn't usually happen.
So he should have 79 sacks.
Thank you, Cowboy Jim. All that accountability.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Good luck, losers.
Get out of here.
Go back and take away his huge sack.
Can you imagine?
It's like Michael Jordan's fake stats from the 90s.
Oh, shut up.
I knew that was coming.
Can you imagine? You're a woman. You are in, you know, one of the most important moments of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to give birth.
Oh, yeah.
It's in an inopportune time as you are on an airplane leaving Jamaica. And you're going through pain. And you look down and holding your leg. Is that guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
This is awful.
Hold it in.
It's awful.
Hold it in.
I would do that. Get a cork.
Dude, I don't know how they would do that. That sounds insanely painful.
Well, I mean, they had
babies. Did you see Walker born?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
When it was done.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy it at all.
I mean, they had babies before doctors.
Yeah.
You know, so... I'm just saying, you know, you don't know how you could do it.
I'm talking about I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm sure Renee didn't enjoy it either.
She didn't have to watch it.
That's my point. So
who had it worse?
Yeah. When you think about it.
Who had it worse?
When you think about
hard to say.
Yep. Coming up next, everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show, Top 5 at 5. Jack, you want to give us a hint as to what we're in store for?
Rod begged to be on it.
Rod begged to be on it. Wow.
Well, he thinks he's worthy of being on it, yes.
Really?
On this list.
Well, we found out from the polygraph test that Rod thinks he's maybe a little more worthy than he actually is.
Wow.
All right.
I am not afraid of you.
The truth. All right. Top 5 at 5 is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.